This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi there. It's time once again for the Saturday Quiz, the podcast where I ask the 10 questions from the Saturday paper and a different pair of guests each week try to answer them. My name is John Leary, and with me this week are two wonderful people. The first is an artist who works across various mediums, from performances and installations to digital slides, works on paper, and even road markings. She was recently announced as one of the exhibiting artists for the National 2021 New Australian Art. The other is an award-winning actor of stage and screen. She's the co-creator, co-writer, and star of The Letdown on Netflix. And, full disclosure, she also happens to be my partner and mother of our child. Welcome to the podcast, Agatha Goth-Snape and Alison Bell.
Hello.
Hello, Johnny. There. Is that weird?
Yeah, that's nice.
Not at all. Not at all. Thanks for full disclosure, because I was thinking there could be some in-jokes which the listeners would not understand if you didn't fully disclose.
Well, hopefully now they will.
They'll know.
But let us not make a single in-joke.
Not a one.
Oh, okay.
What? New rules.
Agatha's laying down the law.
Yes.
No in-jokes.
Yeah.
But you two might have some in-jokes.
We might.
Because you know each other quite well.
We go way back.
How far back do you go?
2002. Ag and I met on the first day of drama school. I wonder if people would know. Do people know, Ag, that you went to drama school?
I think I occasionally say it as a boast, but it lands quite badly and in a confused
in
way.
In the art world?
Because they kind of go, really? You?
No, she left me after 6 months of drama school. I think I was in deep mourning for the rest of my time at drama school. I think I was in a deep depression because we were inseparable from the first day.
I don't know if you can attribute that entirely to Agatha leaving.
No, it might have been too much Chekhov as well. It was Ag going and the Chekhov.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Anyway, that's an in joke. We did it. I mean, that's in.
See,
it's not a joke.
There
but
you
it's
go.
In.
We broke the rule immediately.
It's information for the listeners.
It is. It's a bit of background.
I will ask you this. What do you think your expert category might be in terms of quizzes?
None.
Okay.
I have none.
Alison
I have not a category.
Claims none.
That's
no
not
categories.
True, Al. That is not true. Al is incredibly across most things. I think like me. I think me and Al have a very broad and thin smattering of knowledge that goes a very long way.
I'm relying on you, Agatha, to bring some facts and obscure knowledge.
Okay.
I will be good at...
History?
No, I won't. I don't remember any facts or names. Well, I did study US history, but that was the year I didn't really attend university very much.
Mm.
Well, here we go. Question one actually has some US history and some visual art.
Oh, here we go.
So here we go. This is tailor-made for you both.
Or could be humiliating. Let's go.
This is question number one. In which hand does the Statue of Liberty hold her torch?
Oh, this is going to be a guess. Ag, look at me. Does that look correct? Or does that look correct?
Does it swap in zoom?
I think it does. I think it's the left.
I would say left because the left feels right, Johnny.
The left feels right?
Just left for liberty.
Is that your left now, Al, or is that your right?
Yeah, it's my left.
Oh, that's confusing because I thought the other one was...
But that would have looked left to you because it's.
Oh, you're right. Yes, it does. Yes. So...
So left or right?
Left
or right?
Let's go
visualize the Statue
Lucky
of
left.
Liberty And she holds her torch in her right hand, I'm afraid. Do you know what she holds in her left hand?
Scales.
No, she's not justice
a book.
Or the
shush.
Kind of a book.
A scroll.
Oh.
You're kind of right. It's a tabula ansata.
That's what
which is a tablet with handles. Do you know what it's got written on it?
No.
think your US history. What might
something about freedom?
Is it the Bill of Rights?
I thought it was gifted
by the French.
It was gifted by the French. Oh. Do you know anything like that? Do you know who designed it?
Certainly not.
It was Frederick Auguste Bartholdi. But the metal framework, how about this? The metal framework was built by a French person that you most certainly will have heard of. He designed something else that is in Paris to this day. Do you know who he might be?
Did he design the Eiffel Tower?
He did design the Eiffel Tower.
Well,
his name
is
Gustave Eiffel.
Yep.
But can you tell me what? Okay, it's a date that's on the thing in her left, the tabula ansata.
Oh boy, is it?
There's a date.
The Declaration of Independence.
Yes. When did that happen?
Oh, I've got to sing the whole of Hamilton to work that out.
No, just Independence Day.
We're off to a roaring start.
What? Okay.
Independence Day.
When's Independence Day celebrated in the United States?
See, I've lived in the United States and celebrated this day, and I've no idea when it was. I don't keep track of dates. What?
Is it the 4th of July?
Yes.
4th of July. And what year was the original Independence Day? It's the very beginning of the musical Hamilton.
Can you start off the song, Johnny?
Well, no, because the.
What does it say? The
year.
Well, don't say the date, say the other words. 17.
Yeah, 17 what?
1780.
86.
1776. Now I've got it.
Yeah.
I can hear the song now.
So written on the tablet that the Statue of Liberty holds is July 4th, 1776.
That's mortifying. Roman numerals. Yeah,
That's a terrible
question one.
Was that the first question?
We've only done one egg.
I was trying. Okay, from now on, I have to be very clear. I mean, I'm just going to try to lean into not knowing the answer more.
If you don't know, you don't know. What I try to do is clue you toward the answer.
I know. It's not.
So if you don't know, I'll give you a clue. Question number two: in the late 70s and early 80s, Lionel Richie was co-lead singer of which band? And you've got multiple choice here. Ready?
Oh, good.
Is it A, Astras, B, Commodores, C, Geminis, or D, Tiranas?
Commodores, isn't it? Sorry, Ag, what do you think? I only know him as a solo artist.
I don't know. I don't really know him at all, but I'd like to go with that too.
Yeah, you should.
Great.
Huzzah.
It is B, Commodores. Well done.
I knew something.
Do you know any of the songs that the Commodores might be responsible for?
I don't think I do because as I just said, I only know him as a solo artist. I don't think I have any knowledge
Before
of the Commodores.
Before he was dancing on the ceiling, what was he, songs might he have sung?
Was Hello in his solo days
Solo day. Yeah, that was a solo. But their biggest songs were, the one that you might know is Easy.
Oh.
You know?
That's why I'm you easy. Know? Easy like
That's
a Sunday morning.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh.
Nicely done.
They did that.
That's a hit.
And covered
and
by.
Also,
but it was covered by.
Faith No More, you might
That's
be thinking
it.
Of.
Thank you.
Faith No More. It was such a weird song for Faith No More to do, wasn't it?
A real departure from there.
It was. Yeah. It was beautiful, wasn't it? Don't you remember just relaxing to it?
It was.
Yes,
I do.
On a Sunday morning, probably.
Yeah,
we took it very literally.
The Commodores' other kind of big hit was Three Times a Lady.
I don't know that song either.
Yes, you do.
It would be hard to recognise the tune from what Johnny just did.
Yeah, sorry about that. You're once, twice, three times a lady.
Again, I don't think that's the tune, but
how dare you?
But it's certainly the words.
I want to know what the third, how you get to being that, what the third.
Three times a lady.
How yeah. You, yeah, what is three times
like
a lady?
The third one that really gets you in there. What is that?
You're a lady cubed is what you are.
Oh, yeah.
It makes no sense.
That's not actually true. That's a lady times a lady times a lady, not three times a lady.
That's true.
You're right.
It's not a maths question, actually. But speaking of three times, we're up to question number three.
Fabulous.
Which is, who is Australia's deputy opposition leader?
Oh.
Deputy opposition. Oh,
Yeah. So Anthony Albanese, obviously, is the opposition leader.
And it's not Plibersek, is it? It's no longer Tanya Plibersek. Is it? Oh, what's that man's name?
He's a man and he's quite, and he's quite kind of.
Is it the man with the dimples?
And No, you're thinking of Mark Butler. It's not him.
He's got quite a chiselled jawline, doesn't he?
I wouldn't really? Go that far.
No one in politics has a chiselled jawline.
Not many. Yeah.
They're not known for their strong jaws. It should be Penny Wong, let's be honest. Well, she should be the leader, just quietly. That's my opinion.
All right, I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
His initials are RM.
RM?
R-R-R-R-M.
And he's the member for Robert. Corio.
None of these words are making sense to me. Robert.
It's not Robert.
Robin.
Roger. Richard.
It is Richard.
Richard. M. Richard Maguire. No.
He's the shadow defence minister
as
well.
I think he's actually quite good at his job, isn't he? I think he might be quite charismatic, is he? So charismatic.
Maybe.
He's made a strong imprint on my brain.
Can you give us a clue?
If you had a grey T-shirt. Richard Marles.
It's Richard Marles.
I don't even know that. At all.
Well, they all kind of blur into one, don't they, all those men in grey suits?
Sometimes. Yeah. He's particularly not there.
Yeah, he's shame, pretty... You know?
His public profile needs some work.
It does, doesn't it?
I think that's what we've learned.
All right, let's see if we can get back on track.
Yeah.
Here, get Commodores, which is good. So we're up to question number four.
We've got number two.
So question number four is, which is the hottest planet in our solar system?
Well, you'd think it'd be the one closest to the sun.
You'd think it would be. I'll give you a clue. It's not.
Oh.
What is the closest planet to the sun in our solar system?
It's Mercury, isn't it?
It is Mercury. Good.
And that sounds hot, but I wouldn't know that. So that's good. You know it out.
Mercury is the second hottest planet in the solar system. But which one is the hottest?
Is it Mars?
It is not Mars.
I don't think it's Mars.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not
Which
Mars.
Is the coldest out?
One of the ones way like, out.
Yeah, what are they called?
Don't worry about the cold ones.
No, but we need to get them out of the options so I don't say them.
Okay, elimination.
Okay.
We're doing a process of elimination. Do you remember the acronym that tells us the things away from the sun, the planets away from the sun?
Do you?
If you'd been an avid listener of the podcast, you would be familiar with the mnemonic that helps you remember the planets.
I am an avid listener, as you well know, John Leary, and... I've heard the mnemonic, but of course I've retained none of it.
Can I think, is it a word that sounds like something?
No, it's like my poor mother. It's one of those, you know.
Yes.
So do you think it is my poor? Because that would be Pluto. Is Pluto
no, I think
a
I'm
planet?
Wrong. It is a planet.
Pluto. I can tell you that this planet is not Pluto.
Okay, let's just go through the planet tag.
That's what I'm trying to do, but I'm just trying to get rid of the cold ones so I don't say them.
There's Jupiter, there's Uranus, there's Saturn, there's Venus,
Mercury. Sounds beautiful, Mercury.
Do you think Venus?
I don't...
You seem to like the sound of Venus when I said it.
I don't think it is Venus. Is it, Johnny?
Give us a clue, Johnny.
I did give you a clue and say that it wasn't the planet closest to the sun.
Yeah, but I knew that planet.
Yeah, but it is the next planet.
Okay.
So it's the second closest planet to the sun after Mercury.
Well, we're the third.
So what's in between us and Mercury?
I think we've just got to get it wrong, don't we? So it's...
Yeah.
Saturn.
Why don't you go? No, why don't you go with what you were saying before?
Venus.
It's Venus.
That's why it's the hottest planet of love.
Yeah. That's right. I'm your Venus. Yeah. I'm your fire. Agatha.
But we didn't know.
Bananarama told us.
Yes, but Bananarama knew all those years ago in the 80s. They knew that Venus was hot. So hot, the temperature of the planet averages 464 degrees centigrade or 867 degrees Fahrenheit. All right then. It was Venus.
Five.
Well done.
Question five.
Yes, we are up to question number five. And that is, now, if you particularly, Alison Bell, don't get this, I will be very disappointed.
Don't set me up for failure.
No, don't worry.
It's
you'll
good.
Get this one.
You're going to take the fall.
Question number five. What household vessel is also Charlie's surname in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Bucket.
Huge.
Charlie Bucket. Bucket is the right answer. Well done.
Thank you. Roald Dahl is on my rotation.
No hesitation.
There's so many other questions that could have led to that answer, don't you think?
Yeah, but I liked the one that Cindy gave us.
That Cindy came up with?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. All right. Well, on that note, we might go to a little break and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for coming back. I'm with Agatha Goth-Snape and Alison Bell. And they're up to question number six. And question number six is, bats are mammals of what order, beginning with C? Okay, this is tricky. I'll give you that one. You know orders of animals.
Yes. It's hard because all that's coming into my mind is the word crustacean, and we know it's not that, so that's good.
Yes, that's correct. They're not crustaceans.
We can rule that out.
Yeah. Let's not go too far down ruling other ones out because there are a lot of them.
Okay.
What I can suggest to you, though, is that it's one word that is made up of two words, and one of those words is Latin and one of those is Greek that they've kind of squashed together.
That's now, sacrilege, isn't it, to squash
what? No, that's what they do with taxonomy of animals.
Outrageous. Anyway.
Oh, it's always either Latin or Greek, and often both.
That's a great clue, and yet it helps me not. Does it help
you at
all?
Yes, I know
it
helps you not.
No, but I am thinking, is it something to do with the fact that some different features of the bat, like they have a particular combination of features. I can't quite remember what it is. Do they have a particular snout and a particular claw or a particular arm and fingers, a thumb? Do they have a thumb?
This is very good. You're getting very close, Agatha.
I feel like they
it's have...
It's
not going,
it's not that they're... What's the thing that bats can do...
Fly.
...that no other mammal... Yeah.
So they're a flying...
So what do you need to fly?
Wings. Wings.
Yeah.
They have
so
wings
is one of the words.
Wings is one of the words. Latin.
Yes. Wing in Greek.
Wing in Greek.
And hand.
Yeah,
in
hand.
Latin.
So I was basically, I actually
you
got this question.
So
I
very
say.
Close.
Yeah. So let's go. A wing. Is,
so what
does
do you
a wing
think?
Have something to do with that person that flies in.
Icarus. You're talking about Icarus. Not at all. But what do you know about dinosaurs that could fly?
Pterodactyls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So what's that word?
Dactyl?
No, the other one.
Terra.
Terra. Yeah.
Terra hand.
So put.
Terracora. Terracora?
Terra manis.
No, put hand, put hand
mano.
At the beginning.
Cora mano. Hand. Terra.
No, not mano. That's Spanish or Italian. Enough. Yeah. But you kind of said it, Agatha. What did you say?
Cora terra?
It is. Chiroptera.
Chiroptera. I was very close.
Very close. Where did you get Cora from?
Because a very, very kind of relaxed connection in my brain connected chironomia, which is the study of hand gestures. And then because that line was a bit floppy in my brain, I went straight to chorus, which was the wrong direction.
But work.
Yes, but it did my work rhetorical chorus, which was based on the chironomia, but it did lead me somewhere to the hand.
Yeah. So, yeah, chiro is Latin for hand, and terra with a P is Greek for wing.
Beautiful. I love that question because I didn't get it right, I did get something.
No, you are 100% taking those points.
A joy to behold.
Oh, thanks. I wish I was performing that well the whole time. This is why
fine. And we've got a couple more questions to go, so you still
can you can still bring it home. Question number 7. In what city would you use an octopus stored value smart card?
An octopus.
Yeah.
Like a Mikey?
Oh, like a Mikey or or an opal.
So an octopus, would you use it?
Is it in Australia?
Oh, is it in a city or a country? A city.
It's a city.
I don't think.
And it's not in Australia.
I don't think it would be in Australia.
It's not London.
London.
It's not New York. I feel like, is it Rome?
It's not Rome. I'll give you another clue. It's in Asia.
Oh.
Is it in Tokyo?
No, it's not Tokyo. It was the second contactless smart card system in the world, and it was originally developed as a payment system for this city's public transport, but you can now use it to buy things in shops and supermarkets. You can pay for parking or fines at the library.
Amazing. Kinda does is it everything.
Is
it in Korea?
It is not in Korea. The first smart card system was in Korea.
Oh, wow.
But this is not Korea.
Sounds like something Hong Kong would come up with.
Oh, yes.
It does sound like something
it
Hong Kong would
good
come
work,
up with.
Al. Is that right,
because
Johnny?
It is. Hong Yay. Kong. Yeah.
Oh. Very good.
Well done.
Fabulous. Thanks for those clues.
Question number 8. True or false, pistachios are a botanical nut?
Look, to be honest, I don't know what the difference is between a botanical nut and any other nut.
The other kind of definition of nuts is a culinary nut.
Oh.
So there's lots of things that we eat that we call nuts that aren't nuts.
And I wonder what the definition of,
because it's certainly a culinary nut.
Does a nut hold the seed? I think a flower holds the seed. The nut is inside the seed. The nut is inside the seed. So is the pistachio inside a seed? I don't think it is. What does a pistachio... It is.
I just need true or false, guys. Is it a botanical nut or?
I think it is. I think it must be a trick question, which was your gut feeling. You think true? It is a botanical nut.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think true, as Al thinks. Yes, Johnny, true.
It is false.
See, I just can't go with my impulses. This is the problem.
Pistachios are not botanical nuts. A botanical nut is a fruit with a hard, inedible outer casing around a seed, which is generally edible, but the shell of a botanical nut does not open to release the seed.
Yeah, right.
So chestnuts, hazelnuts, walnuts are all botanical nuts.
Oh.
But pistachios, almonds, cashews, coconuts are all... droops. D-R-U-P-E-S. Yeah.
Beautiful.
They're all droops. And so are apricots, olives, peaches, plums, and cherries. Okay, question number 9. French-born modeler Marie Grosholtz, or Grosholtz, became world famous under what name?
Ag, over to you.
I've got no idea. A modeler. I don't even really know what a modeler is.
Someone who makes models.
Someone who makes models.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in what era, when?
What era? Do you want to know what era? Not long after the French Revolution.
She made models.
Particular kinds of models out of a particular medium, particular substance.
Can we guess? Well, I mean, we can't guess. Modelling. Is she modelling fruit?
No.
Is this within our realm of... like, you think we should be able to get this?
You have definitely heard of this person.
Oh.
Her legacy exists in cities all around the world. She kind of started in London. She was French born.
Oh, it's the person who does the wax things. Is that right?
It is. What's her name?
What's her name out? Well, that those silly places. Where
Madame people. Tussaud.
Yeah. There we go. We Madame did it
Tussaud.
Out.
Yeah.
We did it.
Very well done.
What? We did it.
The name that she became famous under was Madame Tussaud. All right, we're up to the final question. Oh. And if you hadn't noticed yet, there hasn't been a sports question because this is the sports question. So ready?
Oh. We're ready. Oh. It's so good we're ending on this high note. Yeah. Let's go.
Here we go. Question number 10. Name the world number one ranked golfer who this month won the 2020 Masters Tournament. And there's a bonus point for naming the Australian golfer who shares his name with an NRL star who tied for second place.
It's Adam someone, isn't it?
Oh, no, you're thinking of Adam Scott?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
So there's two names we're thinking of.
So you've got to get two names. The world number one, his initials are DJ. His first name is the same name as the actor who was in Tootsie.
Oh, go ahead.
Dustin.
Dustin.
What a great name.
Is the first name of the number one ranked golfer in the world.
Dustin.
Dustin.
This isn't ringing any bells.
No, it won't ring any bells. My name plus
Johnny.
Dustin plus O'Leary. Something else.
No.
Dustin McLeary.
Dustin Johnny. Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson.
Is that it?
Is his name. Very well done. And also the bonus point that we're going for, which is the Australian golfer who has the same name as an NRL player who is the captain of the Melbourne Storm.
Well, that's two sports questions, which is not helpful for the non-sporty.
But let's. I wish we knew. Wouldn't that be great if we knew? You should know, Al. Who is the captain?
You don't
of
know
Melbourne
who
Storm?
The captain of the Melbourne Storm is.
I've decided to completely tune out from rugby league.
What about he used to be the Australian captain? He used to be the captain of the Queensland.
Is he that one that got into trouble and came back as kind of a hero?
Isn't that all of their stories?
CS are his initials.
Chris Craig.
I don't know what to do.
I feel like this is the worst way to end.
It is. It's the guessing game.
This is not
a quiz. His it's name, just the guessing game.
His name is Cameron
Stewart
Smith.
Cameron Mick Smith. Oh, yeah, he's very handsome.
Is he?
And on that triumphant note, we're going to go to another break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for coming back. Agatha Gottsnipe and Alison Bell have just finished the quiz and they did all right.
We've destroyed our reputations.
Yeah, I think this has been, I think this is quite a low point.
I'm so sorry. I really thought the 50-50 questions you were going to get.
Yeah, well, you would hope that, all you have is hope at those moments, don't you?
You did. You know what is the triumph that you should hold on to, though?
What?
The bat.
The bat, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
The bat.
It was pure deductive reasoning.
Al did some good ones.
Al the Commodores, I think.
Al got the multiple choice.
Hang
and
on.
You, Agatha,
yes.
Worked out Chiroptera.
Did. You really redeemed yourself with all that Chiro talk.
You did.
I know, but it's so that close,
was,
isn't
that
it?
That was something else. Agatha, Alison, thank you both for doing the quiz.
Almost a pleasure.
It could have gone so much better, but we still are you going stuck to wake it out. Up. We're going to wake up tomorrow and just carry on.
We will.
Thanks for listening to The Saturday Quiz. How did you go? Better than Alison and Agatha? You can let me know on Twitter and Instagram. The quiz was written by Cindy McDonald. This podcast was mixed by Atticus Basto. Eric Jensen is our editor-in-chief. My name is John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.